Drug-resistant TB, a multistate Salmonella surge in Palomar Mountain identified. A drug-resistant tuberculosis case has been reported at a La Jolla Care Center, according to local reporting, though the specific facility, number of cases, exposure period, and public health response had not been fully detailed in available sources as of Friday morning. Drug-resistant TB requires more intensive treatment than standard cases, and in a care center setting, the potentially exposed population may be especially vulnerable. The San Diego Union-Tribune is tracking the story. Those with family members or colleagues at La Jolla care facilities are advised to monitor official county health channels. The Coast Citrus Salmonella outbreak, linked to jalapenos imported from a Sinaloa, Mexico grower, grew to 345 illnesses and 36 hospitalizations across 27 states as of an FDA update dated August 13. No deaths have been reported, and the most recent illness onset on record is July 20. Coast Citrus has stopped importing from the implicated grower, and downstream recalls covering jalapenos and products containing them, including items at major national retailers, are active. Consumers who purchased jalapeno-containing products in recent weeks are urged to check the FDA recall list. At Sunset Cliffs, a police enforcement campaign launched July 26 has produced 20 citations and more than 300 warnings, yet three cliff-jumping incidents requiring rescue have still occurred over the same three-week span. The most recent involved a rope rescue near the arch at Sunset Cliffs Boulevard and Froud Street, where lifeguards extracted a jumper from a rocky shoreline with non-life-threatening injuries. The citation-to-incident ratio raises questions about whether physical infrastructure changes, barriers, or enhanced signage at the most dangerous access points would prove more effective than enforcement alone. The Palomar Mountain human remains case reached a significant milestone overnight. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office confirmed the remains discovered earlier this week are those of an unidentified adult man and are definitively not connected to missing Oceanside nurse Angelica Brophy, a ruling that carries complex emotional weight for those still searching for answers in that case. The Sheriff's Homicide Unit has assumed the investigation. The medical examiner will determine cause and manner of death. Authorities say there is no known threat to the community. Separately, the Sheriff's Bomb and Arson Unit continues to investigate the cause of a Spring Valley structure fire, with no arrest or identified cause reported as of Friday.